Mmm, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Hey there, this is Ray Higdon, and welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Hit me up on Twitter. It's twitter.com/RayHigdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. So today's question comes from my friend Sunny, and I believe it's pronounced Wynn. Okay, it's N-G-U-Y-E-N. I believe that's pronounced Wynn. Forgive me if it is not. But Sunny asks, "Hi, Ray. Thanks for all podcasts. What do you recommend, books, events, etc., for parents to teach their young kids network marketing? Hashtag Ask Ray." Great question. And it's something that, you know, as I look back over my life, man, do I wish I knew about residual income and network marketing earlier. You know, I really didn't get it until, man, I didn't understand residual income till probably 26. And boy, I mean, with as focused as I am, once I get a hold of something, had I learned this earlier, it would have been game on. So a couple things that I'll share with you. And these are things that I've done with my kids. The number one thing that I would suggest is go get the board game Cash Flow for Kids. That's a board game that was invented by Robert Kiyosaki. It's a great game, and it really helps kids learn. So like when my kids were, I think like 7 and 8 years old, they understood return on investment. They understood passive income, cash flow. They understood all those things that most, you know, most teenagers don't understand or most 20-year-olds don't understand. And so, you know, that would be my number one suggestion is go get that board game because it makes it fun to learn. That would be number one. Number two, be the example. And, you know, this may come as a little tough, but I want you to understand that if you're inside network marketing and you're preaching all the good things about network marketing, you need to be an example. You need to inspire your kids with what you go out and produce because they're paying attention. If you're going to company events all the time, if you're investing in training all the time, but you're not putting in the actual work, if you're not prospecting constantly, if you're not the one that's actually creating results, you actually could be dooming them to think that that is the experience of all network marketers. And that is not the case, okay? So you need to be an example and know that they are watching you. And so get them to company events, bring them to, you know, generic events and things like that. Let them see that. You know, I've had my kids at all kinds of events for network marketing, for even internet marketing. They've actually sat in on some of my high-end masterminds that we run. And so they've had a really good exposure to this industry and the benefits of it. Okay, it's not just me preaching at them on how important it is. It's me living as an example to show them what's possible. You know, and so that's why we're able to take so many vacations, that we're able to, you know, do cool things, eat out at nice places, because I've been an example to show them what's possible. You need to be an example as well. And so those are my two big ones. There are, of course, Rich Dad, Poor Dad for kids, for teens, I believe, as well. And there are a couple other books out there. One book in particular that's more on being an entrepreneur is The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. I don't know how to pronounce it, actually. But The Alchemist is a great book for kids. My kids loved it. And I also had them read Compound Effect, which isn't necessarily, I don't know that it talks a whole lot about residual income, but both of those are great books. Get the board game, get them to events. Most importantly, be an example. So hope you got benefit from that, Sunny, and everyone else listening. We'll talk to you in the next podcast. Bye-bye.